You're listening to The Voice Guy, a podcast from Toronto, Canada, hosted by Eric Armstrong. Good morning and welcome to The Voice Guy. Hi, this is Eric, and I've got morning voice. You can hear how low I sound. I've just woken up and I haven't spoken very much today, so I'm going to do a little bit of a warm-up to focus on getting the sound of my voice a little bit higher, a little bit more in the center of my voice, more where it lives. When you warm up with morning voice, the tendency is to want to stick down in those low sounds. So, hi, you're going to want to go, and just kind of hang out down there because it feels kind of sexy and you can really feel your chest resonance a lot. However, your facial resonators are really where you need to wake up the sound. So, let's see if we can get that going. So, first thing I want you to do is find your pelvis. If you're standing up, lying down, or sitting, the first thing you want to do is focus on the sensation of your pelvis and just close your eyes and relax as best you can and feel the structures of your pelvis, the bones of your pelvis, the musculature around your pelvis. So see if you can feel your hip sockets, your sacrum, the top of your pelvis, the iliac crests. If you put your hands on your hips, that would be what I'm talking about. Feel breath down into your pelvis, if you can. Focus the action of breath into filling the bowl of your pelvis. And find a gentle sigh. Now just keep sighing to yourself quietly while I talk to you a little bit about what I want you to do next. I want you to slide a little bit, each time sliding a little bit more. Can you hear how my voice has a tendency at this stage to go, It sort of slides a little bit and then it kind of drops right down to the basement. And so a lot of my natural talking on a day like today would be down in this area and I would just kind of be monotonously speaking at the bottom of my range. A lot of guys have this. So what we want to do is kind of focus ourselves into the upper part of our voices. And if you just think a little bit higher and lighter and brighter, that can start to get your voice going in the right direction. But with a voice exercise in terms of scooping upwards, we'll start to warm into those areas a little bit at a time. So instead of sliding down, we're going to slide up. This time we're going to do a little humming. So relax your jaw, lips together. Struggling to find those notes, and it's not very high yet, is it? So a little sirening at this stage might be a good thing. Good. So I'm going to turn sideways to the mic a little bit here, just to do a little bubbling on my lips. That's really got my face waking up, and I can feel my voice sitting a little bit more naturally in the middle now, rather than stuck down at the bottom. And I think you can hear the difference just from that bubbling action. Yes, you can really tell I'm a voice guy, right? Okay, so now that I've got my voice a little bit awakened into the center of my voice and not stuck down at the bottom, I can wake up my jaw a little bit. So I'm going to start by massaging my jaw hinge a little bit with my fingertips and trying to relax it, let it drop away from my skull. While I'm doing this, it's really important that the top of my skull reach up towards the ceiling and my shoulder blades drop down my back so that I have a nice long neck. Finding a nice length in the neck is really important in terms of letting go of your jaw. Of course, it's a lot easier to let go of your jaw when you're not talking. So I will tell you the next thing to do. Take the heel of your hand and slide it down from just in front of your ear to the corner of your jaw, and that will allow the muscles to lengthen a little bit more, a little bit deeper pressure. If you could see me now, you'd know that I'm doing it as I'm talking, of course. Now we're going to do a little jaw shaking. So thumbs go under your chin and index fingers sit above your chin, just below your lower lip. You need to hold your chin quite firmly so that you've got a good grip on your jaw. Relax into a deep breath and then just shake on breath. Now you can hear me breathing because the mic picks up everything. But if you're doing this right, you shouldn't be able to hear yourself breathe. You really want to have an open throat for this. So I'm letting you hear the breath sound in a way so that you can hear the action of the jaw affecting the breath. Now we're going to try some of that gentle sighing while we shake the jaw. Okay, so I've just been joined by my cat, so you might be able to hear her meowing in the background. this is funny. So my jaw's a little bit more relaxed. Now I need to get my tongue stretched out a little bit. Tongue tip behind my lower front teeth. I'm going to slide my tongue out from the back in a big tongue roll. So on the that's where the tongue rolls out, and on the is when it rolls back in. And I think that's where we're going to call it quits for today, because my voice is now alive and awake, and yours should be too.